keep us on our feet, Lord, we say, please, Lord. Jesus was dead for me on Calvary. Thorns, I crowned with thorns this evening on Calvary. There he in anguish died. There from his open side poured forth crimson tide on Calvary.
Jesus was slain for me.
Oh, man.
I take it, is Matthew giving a testimony this morning or this evening?
This
evening. This evening, all right. Well, I want to maybe just sing that before, before Brother Samuel comes this morning. Just to remind everyone that there is an offering box at the back. We're not passing the offering around. I take it because of COVID. So there is an offering box at the back. And nobody will arrest you for
going. Hallelujah.
So there'll be no pullback. And also, it was great to see a brother Ian out in the States yesterday in Belfast. And you know, I always, whenever Brian Freeborn shared a testimony, I don't know if you remember, but whenever he shared the testimony that he had about the entrance into the kingdom, and he said that the privilege and the honour of proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ on the streets was a very, very precious thing. I always remember that though, you know. I think it's more precious than doing it in a church, because you're going out into the world. See, the church in here is not really the world. We're all believers in here. And the whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick.
Amen.
And it was good that the medicine was going to the sick. Yes. God. And what a crowd. What a great crowd. It was brilliant. I thought it was really good. So the Lord bless you, Brother Ian, and encourage you, and keep up the good work. Praise God. Amen. Now, we sing a chorus then, just before our brother Samuel comes, and I know Samuel likes that little course. Either Peter and John want to pray or put on the garments of praise. What do you like, brother? Take your pick. Samuel.
Peter and John
want to pray. Well, praise the Lord. I'll sing that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Not more than, you know, them two boys was on their way to church. But they didn't get
right.
They got rewarded on their way to church.
They took a new convert,
well. They didn't take that story. But you know, the crowds gathered around them because the Bible says they were filled with wonder.
Amen.
And amazement at that which has happened unto him.
Amen.
And you know, they pressed him. And Peter said unto him, why look ye in us as though by our own power and holiness we've made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob have glorified his son, and given him this power in the presence of you. So let us sing that. Peter and John went to him. Can I play it in G? Well, we might struggle a wee bit in G, but we'll try it and see.
He bears, received on Calvary. Every time I think of that, it's wonderful, isn't it? That the Son of God, God's only begotten Son, went to Calvary, and laid down his life for me and for you. That he died there on a cross, that he was beaten and whipped. You know, I listened recently there again to the testimony of James White, and it would bring tears to a stone to hear how vividly he speaks of the beating that Christ received at the whipping post. And when I thought of that, that's enough to do anything, isn't it? It's not enough to cure you of any ailment. It's not enough to heal you of any disease. It's not enough that he done enough for us. He doesn't need to do anything more for us. Have I never seen one more thing happen in our lives? He has done enough.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful? Let's try and sing this morning if we can. May you stand to your feet for a moment. We'll just sing this. This morning, that indeed, Lord, on Calvary, Lord, you bore all our sicknesses and all our burdens, Lord, and we say this morning that it is enough, Lord.
Amen.
We say this morning, Lord, that it is enough, Lord, and we believe, Lord, every word that you have said, Lord. Lord, this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Lord, I cast down every spirit that would hinder us this morning, Lord. I come against every thought, Lord, that would try to take away from your word this morning, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that faith would arise in us this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll cast down in us any doubt this morning, Lord. Let all doubt be laid aside in the name of Jesus. Let all skepticism be cast down in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let everything that's not to glorify your name be broken and defeated in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks this morning that we know that you're in our presence,
Hallelujah.
Lord. For Lord, we know that everywhere we go, you go with us.
Glory.
Lord. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that we do not have to do any great thing to make you operate.
Amen.
But Lord, we just have to speak and say, and Lord God, if we believe, it's possible.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I give you thanks now that we could be here this morning Amen. To exalt your glorious name. I give you thanks, Lord, for you're a good God, and beside you, there's no other.
Amen.
Lord, I pray, Lord, that everything that I would say this morning would be cast down, but every word from you would sink into our thoughts and into our hearts, Lord, that someone may be encouraged this morning, Lord. Lord, we come against all discouragement, Lord, Amen. This morning. And Lord, I pray that your people would be encouraged
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we pray, Lord,
Lord.
For the glory of God, I ask it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 11. And this morning I want to try and talk about faith. And the subject this morning is, faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. Amen. Let's try and read here chapter 1. This is where I'm picking my title from, if you want to call it a title. Chapter 1, I want to read verses 1 down to verses 3. Now it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen.
Yes,
you may have your seats this morning. Faith is the substance. For a long time I cannot get this out of my head. I've had my Bible sitting in the kitchen and I had it opened at Hebrews chapter 11, and every day I looked at that verse and I look at that verse and I've been thinking about that verse. And you know, I was thinking about what I would speak about and different thoughts I had, and you know, I keep coming back to faith is the substance.
Amen.
Faith is the substance. So I was away yesterday to do a job and I was about an hour's drive home. And I just reached in and I lifted out a disc. I had a little folder that our brother Ron Barthwick gave me one time with all the different messages of Brother Branham. And I lifted out a wee disc and I put it in. And the first message on it was, faith is a substance.
Amen.
So I'd say that there to me is a confirmation.
Amen.
I think God's wanting to tell us this morning that we need to start laying aside all doubt.
Amen.
That faith is the substance.
Amen.
And the medical term for it is substance. We know you'll hear tell of substance, maybe alcohol or something or another. They found some kind of substance. But another one here is on a medical definition of it is substance, a physical material from which something is made of or made or which has a discrete existence. It's a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we people talk about faith as if it's something that's, you know, people try to believe in something. It's a faith they have. You know, they talk about this faith and that faith and the faiths. Well, there isn't faiths.
Amen.
There's one faith.
Amen.
Because there's one God and one Savior.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
Only one man that ever come down from heaven, and his
Amen.
Name is the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
He's the only one that ever went to the cross
Amen.
And died. And he was the only one that ever could do it anyway.
Yes.
Because no other man could
Amen.
Do it for you.
Amen.
No other man could do it for me but
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes. Amen.
Faith is a substance. Well, it says here, for by it the elders obtained a good report.
Amen.
When you think of faith, think of the champions of faith.
Amen.
Think of David. Think of all the different men. Think of Abraham. Think of Isaac. Think of Jacob. Think of all the men in the Bible. They all had to have faith. But think of Abraham, the faith that Abraham had to have. When God came to them and said, Sarah was going to have a child, and they'd been married for years and nothing ever seemed to happen. But God done something for them.
Amen.
And I never heard any other man ever preach it like Brother Branham. Because he said that God created a miracle that no other man, I've never heard any other preacher ever talking about it, where he said that God actually transformed Sarah back to a young woman. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
God actually showed us in the Word of God how that He was going to transform. transform you. And the Word of God says, be ye transformed, not conformed to this world. There's transforming power in the Word of God. You know, you've got things in this world that claim they're transformers. But they're deformers. This world's full of deformers, not transformers. And the pulpits is full of deformers too. And all different religious organizations is full of deformers. But God wants you to be transformed by the power of God.
Amen.
What does the transforming power of God do?
Hallelujah.
It accepts faith. It doesn't look at the circumstance. It just says it's there, physically there. Faith is the substance.
Amen.
A physical material from which something is made of. It's a physical thing. It's not something by and by in the sky, or maybe we'll have to build up to get to it.
Amen.
We won't have to try and climb a mountain.
Glory.
To get it.
Right.
Like Brother John talks about paddling the bag, as it were, or working up for it. You don't have to work up for it.
Amen.
It doesn't matter why you're in the pig pen or why you're on the
Glory.
King's palace. God's still in control.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Faith is a substance. He says here, you know, he says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. What faith does it take to believe that? Is it not faith? You know, when faith really takes hold, it doesn't take a whole lot to believe it, does it? Because it just settles in you.
Amen.
Did you ever have a circumstance in your life where something happened and you just said it's going to be all right?
Amen.
And you didn't worry anymore about it.
Amen.
And the whole situation because you weren't worried about it. Because you know that God is in control.
Amen.
Well, if you can apply that faith to every situation that comes up,
amen,
it's the same thing. The same day as the day that you bowed your knee and asked God to save you, that took faith. And the devil whispered in your ear, how do you know you're saved? You're maybe not saved. And you know, you'll meet the boy on the street, or you'll meet some mom, you'll probably meet him in a church, some great fellow with a face on him that could hunt a horse. Yes, I'm sure, because the Word of God says, if ye call upon the name of the Lord, ye shall be saved.
Amen.
That's how I know.
Amen.
I know because I know.
Yes.
We need it. All negativity needs to be hit on the head. You know, I went there recently. Not, it maybe sounds like I was being crooked on everything else, but I didn't realise these restrictions was as bad. For a while they had eased these restrictions, so-called restrictions and all. And I jumped in the car one night and I run to the sale yard and I took the two children with me and I drove in round. And I run in to try and get to see this sale. I was going to try and buy something on it. And when I went in, I met this guy. I knew when I seen him. He was walking about with a yellow coat on him. And I says, here's John Wayne. I knew when I seen him what it was going to be, but I went in round anyway and he says, you're not allowed to come through that door. I says, right, forgive me. I says, what door can I go through? He says, you have to go way out round there. I says, that's not a problem. There's two or three other men standing. I said, then where do you go? Don't know. You need to see him down there. So I went down to see him down there. He says, no, you can't go this route.
Confusion.
He turned me out through the door, so I went around and come in a different route. Then he come around and he looked at me, he says, I don't think you're allowed to be here. I says, oh right. I says, I thought this was a sale yard where you sold stuff. I says, what's this crack now? He says, oh, you have to book in. I says, right. I says, that'll do. I says, well look, I've sort of run here brave and sharp to get in. I says, like I'm not going to sort of stand on top of anybody. I says, we'll be in and out. But anyway, to cut a long story short, he had to go and see his hierarchy. And he come back and says, you'll have to leave. I says, that's not a problem. So I was walking out and he says to me, well, you'd have to go, because he said, like, if anybody here had coronavirus, they could maybe give it to you or your family. I said, just stop right there, sir. I says, that's not the truth. I says, that wouldn't happen. Oh, but how do you know it wouldn't happen? I says, I'm telling you the facts. And the facts are that it wouldn't happen. Oh, how do you know he walked away? I says, because the blood of Jesus Christ, I says, covers me and my family. Well, I says, you're probably a heathen and you don't believe
it.
So I was walking out and he stopped me and he says, that was a snide remark. I says, that wasn't a snide remark. I says, I'm just telling you the facts. But I says, I'll go on ahead now. But I says, coronavirus or any other virus, I said, if you believe in God, can't affect you. And that's the facts.
Right.
So I walked out and left them with it. But anyway, that I wasn't trying to be crooked, but you know, when we hear negative talk,
that's right.
Don't sit and say, oh, you know, but you're maybe right. God hasn't moved time, but I haven't seen nothing happening. There's nothing going on in that place. Everything's, oh boy. No! Devil!
That's right.
I don't want to hear it.
Glory!
I want to hear something positive.
Amen.
When did you ever kneel on your knee and pray and God touched you? Tell me about that.
Glory.
Tell me about the time that God delivered you.
Amen.
Tell me about the time you're in hospital and God lifted you out of the hospital.
Amen.
Tell me about that, brother.
Amen.
Tell me about the time that God moved upon you.
Amen.
I'm waking you up. Sit and talk about all the negative things that ever happened. And that's all you ever hear in the news, put it on. Oh, coronavirus this or some other virus that. Something takes place.
Do
you know, I preached a message a long time ago called about a worldwide epidemic, and it's sin.
That's right.
It's a worldwide affliction.
That's
and that's why we have all these things, because
that's
of
right.
that there one. But there is a remedy.
Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And his blood
righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we look here down in verses 4, for it says, by faith, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he had faith.
Amen.
He brought the bleeding lamb because there was something in him.
Yes. Amen.
Like I said before, he hadn't got the nature of a pig in him, he hadn't got the nature of a dog, but when God comes in and takes over your life,
hallelujah,
it'll give you a nature change.
Glory.
Yes, the old man will always try to rise up, but cast the old man
Amen.
Down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What does the old man say? This isn't right, that's not right, something else isn't going right. But what does God say? All will be well.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There may be mourning, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not sorrow, not sickness, not anything else, but cast it down. Have faith, because faith is the substance.
Amen.
What is the thing you're looking for? What is the thing you desire? What is the thing you need? Apply faith.
Amen. That's right.
Apply faith. Because it is the substance. It says then, by faith Enoch was translated, verses 5 down to 6. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony.
Amen.
What was his testimony? Wise of ears.
Amen.
An awful week this week. This didn't go right, that didn't go right. Oh boy. The pastor preached the message and he was way off. Or he preached the message and he was way off. And this one, that. Do you know, a man preached the message one time. I listened to it briefly. Do you know what it was? What's right in the church? And he got up and he says, you'll always hear what's wrong in the church. But what's right in the church?
Amen.
That's here with that one.
Amen.
We'll always hear what's wrong.
Amen.
Your man come in the door the wrong road. He dressed the wrong way. He looked at somebody the wrong road. Somebody's name wrong. Somebody sat in my seat today.
Woo!
What's right?
Amen.
What about what's right? I went to church one time and somebody prayed for me and I was healed.
Amen.
What about that one?
Amen.
Devil.
Amen.
You know, I want to give you a personal testimony. I had an accident one time and I broke my leg. And I was in hospital for a while and everything else. And you know, I was sitting at home one night and I'd prayed about it and thought about it and said, why am I sitting wearing this thing when I'm already healed? So I got up and I went downstairs and I took a knife and I cut it off my leg. And I could hardly walk because my leg had failed with having it on. You know, and my dad, he heard me get up, he says, what's going on? He says, I don't need this anymore. Sure, I'm healed anyway. What am I wearing it for? So he says, well, we'll have to go to the hospital in a day or two, whatever it was, a week or two later. I was meant to still have the cast on. When I went down to the hospital tonight, and at that stage I was able to walk, and I walked in, and your mom looked at me, he said, "Where's the cast?" I says, "I cut it off on Sunday." But I didn't tell him what Sunday it was. So he went in and he got out the x-rays and he looked it up, and he says, "This leg was broken such in a place," he said, "there's not even a mark there."
Amen.
And I said, "Thank the Lord."
Amen.
There's not even a mark there.
Amen.
You see, if you ever break a bone and it heals naturally, which God's the healer anyway.
Right.
When that bone heals on that spot, there'll be a mark where it heals, because all the calcium and everything builds up, and on that actually where it's broken, if it heals right, it's stronger than anywhere else.
Right.
But there wasn't even a mark.
Amen.
Which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But we have got the message today of evolution. That's not evolution, I've said it before, I'll say it again because I hear it. Evolution teaches your children that, you know, they've built this whole idea upon evidence that they have found. That's where they've got the word evolution from. From evidence-based situation. But we have more evidence than the world. See evidence of his existence.
Amen.
The very day that you walk out through that door, look at them trees and see the leaves falling off them. There's evidence that God's in control.
Amen.
The very morning you wake him up and see the sun rising in the morning, there's evidence that God's in control. The very fact that you can take a breath of air is evidence that God's in control.
Amen.
That's enough evidence for me. I leave evolution with the devil, because that's where it comes from, the pit of hell. The devil can get it into your head that you have no matter on this earth or no cause to be here, or what's the whole point of life?
That's right.
That's what people would say today. What is the point of all everything? What is the point of the Christian? To serve God.
Amen.
Glorify him
right.
For what he has done
right.
And what he is doing.
Right.
Wonderful things, we're off, we are glad.
Amen.
We see, by faith, Abel. As I said before, Abel had the nature in him. Cain had another nature in him. You know, and if you try to tell that to some people, oh boy, I couldn't believe that one. But you could believe some fairy tale story. Or if some boy can get up dressed in a $1 million suit and tell them some great story about how you're going to turn your finances around, throw £200 or £300 into the box down there, and next week you'll be a multi-millionaire. The world will run to that. But you tell a man that God sent a prophet in the 20th century, oh boys, it's ears quick. Get under the desk quick. Don't mention that man.
Right.
Don't mention anything that God done for fear it would encourage you.
Amen.
Don't mention it for fear the devil would get upset.
Amen.
But you see, people want to hear some ear tickling message. You know, as I say, some people have took some stuff that Brother Branham says, they want to maybe read or tell you about some breakfast conversation he had. And then they want to try and build something on that. I don't agree with that. But I agree with every time he said, "Thus saith the Lord," it was "thus saith the Lord." Because he was a prophet of God, sent by God. Why was he sent? Why did we need another prophet? Why did we need him? Because so we're so far away from the word of God. Was he sent that we could preach his messages? No. But he was sent that we could be looking back to this word of God and see it more clearly. That we could see what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
That we could be brought back to the true water baptism on things like that.
Right.
so that we would know where we stand. And what did he say? He said there would come a time when the children of God would actually speak and things would take place.
Amen.
But you know what? The minute you would wonder how far away are we from it. We need a good wakening up.
Amen.
Sometimes it talks. Negotiate with him with his own thing, in which he could have said anything at all, and anything that came out of his mouth was the word, because he was the word made flesh.
Amen.
But he referred back to the written word.
Yeah.
Not like I said before, you know, a lot of people work with the oral Torah.
That's right.
You know, the people of Israel had two different Torahs. They had the Torah with the five books of Moses, the Torah, which is the written, inspired, infallible word of God. But then you have the oral one, and the oral one will take something and change that a wee bit because it wouldn't just suit the crowd at the minute. Or change this a wee bit because it wouldn't just suit me at the minute. That's the oral Torah. No, no, no. Be you transformed, not conformed.
Amen.
The Word of God gives you the ability to be transformed. You know, the Word of God can change any situation. But a negative word can make a situation worse. A wrong word. There's a lot of power in the tongue. There's a lot of power out of the words you speak. You say some wrong thing to somebody, and that can have an awful negative effect for a very long time. And all the good that you would do, I'll never reverse it. Because you know, yeah, I'm sure you've heard it all before, because if somebody says something, and you meet somebody down the line, and they say, you try to explain to them, maybe this person done this or that. Oh, but I remember he done this or he said that. That's the devil. But God doesn't remember that.
Amen.
As he says, all thy sins and iniquities I will not remember.
Amen.
Or I not hold them against you.
Right.
They're gone.
Right.
Into the sea of God's forgetfulness.
Amen.
I want to try and say something this morning about the right kind of faith. If we turn in our Bibles here to Romans. Romans chapter 10. I believe it is. Romans chapter 10 and verses 17. I am just two or three books over from when to be. Yes, Romans chapter 10. For their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now, where remission of their sins, or sorry, where remission of these is, there is no more offense for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Amen. He has made a way for you and me. You know what it says, chapter, chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He offered up his son. I'm still in Hebrews, that's what's wrong. It'd help if I went to the right book of the Bible. I got myself through out of the track. We'll get back on track now.
Amen.
Romans chapter 10 verses 17. That's it, sorry.
Amen.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is another verse I've been thinking about. That there bit there where it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What I want to say is, there's a certain kind of hearing. There's people who listen, but they don't hear. There's people who will be listening to you, but they're not really hearing you at all. But then you've got the right kind of hearing, and the right kind of hearing doesn't hear the negativity. It forgets about to that. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you get the right kind of hearing? By listening to the word of God.
Amen.
That's how you get the right kind of hearing. The wrong kind of hearing is the negativity stuff. The stuff that doesn't do no good to your soul or no good to your physical body, because the more negative you can pump into yourself, the more sickened you'll be.
Right, that's it.
But the more positivity you can get in there.
Amen.
Like a Brother Branham said, he said the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass.
Amen.
The right mental attitude even helps. You know, this is the sort of stuff even that in the world they try to teach people to have a positive attitude and do this and all that. You know, a head shrinkled hand put you that road. But you know, they're working with natural ways of looking at it. But we have got a supernatural God.
Amen.
Who's in control.
Amen.
And when we put that faith into action,
Jesus,
and believe that we have got the actual physical substance in our hand, nothing can stand in your way then.
Amen.
Because you'll not be swayed. You'll not be swayed. I said to you, there's a screen sitting there, and I try to tell you it's not there. You're going to say it's there because I can see it. It's physically there. So when you pray and you believe that God's going to do something, believe that it is physically done.
That's right.
It's accomplished.
That's right. Amen.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
Let's turn our Bibles here to Matthew. I was saying there about the right kind of faith, the right kind of hearing. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verses 22, and we'll read down to 28. And this woman of Canaan that come to Jesus, and she said, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Them words there is enough in any situation.
Amen.
Lord, help me.
Amen.
Why, when she said that, something was about to take place. But you know what? He didn't answer that way. He says then, but he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Why, if somebody said that to you, what would you do? Would the hackles not raise in the back of your neck? You know, if you said something wrong to people that were ready to fight with you rather than there would be no talking to them, would there? But he said, it's not meat to take the children's bread and to cast at the dogs. I love the message of Oral Roberts preaching this. Healing is the children's bread. Substance to life.
Amen.
That's how easy healing should be. That's how simple it should be. Children's bread. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast at the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table.
Amen.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith.
Hallelujah.
Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt.
Amen.
You see, when you cast, don't listen to any doubt or don't be distracted by any other thing, but believe God.
That's right.
O woman, great is thy faith. She could have walked away and said, There you go, he ridiculed me, he said I was from a different nation, he classified me as a dog. I'm not going back to that place again. I'm not going to affiliate with him again. But no, she said, Truth, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs which fall off the master's table. And one crumb's good enough for me. One crumb's good enough. Because the one crumb done what she wanted done. And it says, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
She had the right kind of faith.
Yeah.
preached the message called faith that takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Amen.
Faith that's not swaggered. Faith, you know, you might get a kick in the mouth, as it were, or a boxer if he gets punched in the ring, if he lay down, he never win a fight. But he has to get up.
Amen.
Arise, my soul, arise.
Amen.
Don't lie down.
Amen.
Don't fall asleep. But awaken.
Amen.
Stir up the gift that is within thee.
Yes. Amen.
Don't say it used to be or this or that.
Amen.
Stir up the gift.
Amen.
If God ever done something for you one time, he can do it again.
Amen.
If God ever promised you something, he'll never take it away. You'll always have it. Doesn't matter how it looks, doesn't matter how you feel or what about it, but all is possible.
Amen.
We Mark chapter 11 also want these couple of verses here to encourage you this morning.
Amen.
Mark chapter 11. Jesus speaking to the fig tree. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 down to 24 says, "And Jesus answered and saith unto him, Have faith in God.
Amen.
For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them."
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
He hear that devil?
Glory.
Ye shall have them.
Amen.
Believe it, and ye shall receive it.
Glory.
And that's the very King of Kings and the Lord of Lords speaking.
Amen.
That is not a quote from some man. Apply it to the situation.
Amen.
Doubt your doubts. Like Tommy has said before, doubt your doubts and believe God.
Amen.
Cast down all reasoning.
Amen.
He says, and when, it goes on to say, when you stand praying, he says to forgive. You see, some people are getting up, why is it here, if I could get out there, man. So then they maybe open up on it that way. You see, but it says forgive.
Amen.
If somebody's done something against you, forgive them in prayer.
That's right.
Say, brother, I forgive you.
That's right.
Don't hold it against them.
Real power.
If you want the real move of God, if you want the real power of God, if you hold something in your heart,
right,
you're stopping it, God, from moving.
Amen.
You're stopping it yourself.
Amen.
Nobody else to blame.
That's right.
Like the man that come to Jesus and he said, what of this man? And he says, what is that to you?
Glory.
Follow thou me.
Amen.
When
Glory.
We come to the kingdom of God, he's not going to say, what did your man do? What did, what did you do?
No.
Personally.
Glory.
He's not going to worry about what your neighbor done, what your way down the road done, or what your wife done. It's up to you personally.
Amen.
You know, you didn't need somebody to give you a hand to get saved, did you? You didn't need somebody to try and sort of do it for you. It's between you and God.
Amen.
But you had to have faith for that.
Amen.
Apply the same faith to any circumstance and God will have to turn it around.
Amen.
But his word is true.
Amen.
That's right.
His word doesn't fail.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, have faith in God.
That's right. Amen.
For verily I say unto you that what that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Amen.
What are you saying? What is it that you're saying? You have what you say.
That's right.
You will have what you say. Are you saying, boys and ears, used to be this and this didn't happen, and Boys, oh, this is something else. That's what you'll have.
That's right.
What are you going to say? No. No, I may, don't care what I see with my eyes. Yes, I may be sick. I may feel bad. All the symptoms is wrong. But no, I don't going to look at the symptoms. I'm going to look at what a promise of God says.
That's right. Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like Brother Branham said that time where he went to pray for the child with the diphtheria, I think it was, or something he said. And he went in and he prayed for the child. And the mother and the father were believers and they said, praise God. Thank God. But there was no change. And the nurse said, how could you be like that? How could you be thanking God when your child's lying there dying? How could you be doing that? And the dad says, he says, you're looking at a chart because that's what you're taught to look at. And he says, you're saying what that says, but he says, I'm looking at a divine.
Amen.
And they become a minister or something, I think, or a missionary or something.
Amen.
You know, we sit down and maybe think, what's God done for us? Or what's God doing? Have you ever taken a moment and think what God has done for you? What God is doing for you? The very fact that you can step out of bed this morning, stand on your feet and walk out the door. The very fact that we have breath in our body. Thanks be to God. Amen. You know it says also in 2 Corinthians verse 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
There's
no point walking by what you're seeing. If you put on the news now and started to list it by you being a sick way of going, if you started to look at all the circumstances and compile all the negative stuff that you could get, you would sicken yourself. But we walk by faith.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to come to a close this morning. Verses, we're going to look. I want to conclude this morning with Hebrews chapter 12. And this is a challenge to every single one of us. This is something to every single one of us. It says Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 down to verses 3. He says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yes.
Looking on to, hallelujah!
Amen.
Don't look to the pastor. Don't look to any other man. Don't look at some man and ridicule him. But looking on to, who?
Amen.
Jesus!
Yes.
Once you take your eyes off Jesus, you're bait.
That's right.
Well, look what happened to Peter. When Peter stepped out of the boat and he took his eyes off Jesus and he started to doubt, he was sinking. But the next thing, you know, doesn't matter. Like our brother preached on the Eagles. My dad mentioned it. I was listening to that message not that long ago. He says when that mother eagle gets that baby eagle on her back, she flies up into the sky and she turns up and the eagle falls off. And he's fallen, he thinks he's doomed. But he says that mommy eagle can fly faster than he can fall.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
We've got a God in heaven that can move faster than anything that ever was created.
Amen.
He can move quicker than he can fall.
Jesus. Amen.
He says, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Think of what Jesus went through. When you listen to that testimony of the brother White, when he spoke about that, when he seen that vision or the dream, and he seen the men, and he explained everything about how they brought him up, and they tied him to that post, and then the man gets out the whip, and he bare him. And he bare him. And he said he could see the physical skin hanging right down out over his back. Like the psalmist David talked about how that they ploughed long the furrows in his back. Like a ploughed field. Think upon them things. Think upon that. Let your mind be established in that. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be worried and faint in your mind. But you know, I want to draw your attention back to that verses 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
So great a cloud of witnesses. How many witnesses do we need? What all have we not seen? Amen. You know, we're always thinking about, I desire to see more. I desire to see more of God moving. But you know, when you start looking at what God is doing, you'll see more.
Amen.
When you start appreciating what God is doing, when you start calling God on the scene instead of trying to figure it all out yourself, it won't work.
Amen.
Lay it all aside, all reasoning, and have faith in God.
Amen.
You see, so great a cloud of witnesses. What is that? Do you know, I was looking that up. If you went to court, say that there was a case and the police arrested someone, and what would they say? They want to get an eyewitness. They need to get a witness on the scene because the case wouldn't stand in court. Like the message that Brother Branham preached called the trial, where he brought Jesus up and he brought all the witnesses in, and they testify to what they seen.
That's right.
This whole Bible is full of witnesses.
Amen.
And they have testified to me and you. And the case is settled.
Right.
There's no more talking about it. The case is settled. Yes, Jesus had a false court taken before the Sanhedrin court, taken before Pilate, falsely accused with no real witnesses. They all lied. There wasn't really a true witness to step up and say, was there? But this Bible's full of witnesses to say that all these things are true.
Amen.
We've got evidence. We've got evidence. We don't need evolution.
Amen.
We don't need any of these things in the world because we've got the evidence right here. Jesus Christ is alive. Stand on your feet this morning. We'll maybe just close our eyes a minute and just pray before we come to a close. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this morning, Lord, for the written word of God. Lord, we give you thanks this morning, Lord, for down through the years the men which were persecuted, tormented, Lord, as your word talks about, all the different things that happened that we may have this word, Lord. Lord, let us not take it for granted. Let us not take you for granted, Lord. But Lord God, let us lay aside every weight, every sin, every bit of unbelief and disbelief. Lord, let us hold on with faith, Lord. Let us grasp hold of the substance this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, I give you thanks, Lord, for your precious name, Lord. Lord, I pray this morning that you'll touch every person assembled here this morning, Lord. Lord, let your healing virtue, Lord. Lord, for those, Lord, that have been desiring a touch from you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that the anointing power of God,
yes.
Your word says that your name is as ointment poured
Amen.
Forth.
Yes.
Every time we mention your name,
Hallelujah.
Something good is going to happen.
Amen.
Lord, we declare your name this morning,
Glory.
And we exalt the name of Jesus, and we say,
Amen.
All things are possible,
Amen.
Only believe.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord God, help our unbelief. Let all unbelief be taken from us, Lord, in Jesus' name. And let faith fill any gap, Lord, that there be in us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let there be faith step in where there was unbelief.
Amen.
Lord God, let there be victory where there was someone downcast. Lord, touch a brother that was discouraged, Lord.
Yes.
Encourage him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the lying devil voice be broken and cast down.
Hooray.
In Jesus' name. But Lord, let him hear thy voice. Lord, let us hear thy welcome voice, as the hymn says. Lord Jesus, we thank you for it this morning. Now, Lord, we pray that you'll keep your hand upon us, Lord, for the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Amen. God is good. You know, many scriptures Samuel used this morning, I read them Wednesday night.
Amen.
And it's reading on Wednesday night. Wigglesworth, there's a woman came to him. She has ulcers. Her ulcers are so bad they almost killed her. And in Wales, Cardiff, Wales. And he rebuked the devil in her, prayed for her, and God healed her.
Thank you, Jesus.
And after God healed her, she came to him. And she said, Brother Wigglesworth, I want a good track to reach people. And he took his Bible and he handed her. He said, that's the best track you can get Smarty Mark Luke and John. That's the best track. Remember the Bible. And then he said, faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And I read a wee quote on Wednesday night. Wigglesworth said, when God moves, you'll feel it in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. It's impossible not to. Three things he said.
Amen.
It's impossible not to when God moves. Praise God. And we want to thank Brother Samuel for the message this morning. Don't forget this evening, come along. Some people maybe can't get Sunday night. Some can get. Make an effort to come. Bring somebody.
Amen.
Tonight's a gospel service for the unsaved. That's what's for. Try and bring somebody in, praise God. And our brother Matthew's going to be giving his testimony tonight. It is remarkable, really. You know, when I looked at it myself, Gary McKinsey's leading the singing, Tommy McKinsey's the pastor, Matthew McKinsey's giving his testimony, Samuel McKinsey's preaching this morning, everything McKinsey. Now, it wasn't me. It wasn't me that picked that.
Amen.
I never said one day that would happen, but William Branham said God moves in families.
Amen.
And there's other people here that's not McKinsey's as well. Thank the Lord. Amen. But, you know, it sounds like everybody's McKinsey's. But praise God, there's others as well. But it's not McKinsey's, but I'm just thinking about it. We're blessed that God has moved amongst the McKinsey's. And God can move in any family, whether it's McKinsey or any other name, God can move.
That's right.
In that family, praise God. So, God bless Brother Samuel. Brother Gary's going to come next Sunday morning. We're going to Brother Gary. Over this next few weeks, I'm going to get all the brothers that can preach. Here's another thing. If we didn't have this meeting hall, that wouldn't be happening. We wouldn't have heard Samuel this morning. We wouldn't hear Gary next Sunday morning. We wouldn't hear Brother John or my dad or Brother Ian or Matthew's testimony. There would be no meeting hall here. That's what the devil wanted. Now I'm telling you, it was a battle for me to even come in here to start these meetings. And there was a lot of what Samuel said, negativity. But I had to go on despite that. I had to lay that all aside and go on despite the negativity. Because I knew, well, we can't wait in Orange Hall when they decide we'll open up. How long will we wait in Orange Hall? For another year? And isn't it great to see them young men get on the street? Ian and Gary and these different brothers, and I might start myself again. Me and Brother Ewell. I used to do a lot of open airs, you know. Many, many open airs. I don't know many that I used to do. Three every single Saturday. Three open airs. And there's a secret with an open air. And there's a secret with gospel preaching. Now, a lot of people say, I believe in the message of the hour. Well, you can't do that with an open air. And you can't do that. And if you watch the brothers preaching, they were short but straight to the point.
Amen.
And that's it. Short and straight to the point. It doesn't take all day to tell. Amen. How long does it take you to tell you get saved?
Amen.
It shouldn't take you that long.
Amen.
And that's the church is different. You teach and ministry in different ministries. But we thank God. How many glad you're here this morning?
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless each one. And let's take this word from God. Have faith. Believe God.
Amen.
Come along tonight and tune in as our brother Matthew shares tonight. Come ahead, Brother Guy. God bless you. God bless you.
Just having a laugh myself there. All the McKinsey's. You know, Really and truly, we're all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Christ Jesus. You know, thank God we've got a new name.
Amen.
We've got a new name. And your name is the same as my name.
Amen.
And my name is the same as your name. Because we have one Heavenly Father.
That's great.
And we're all His children, praise the Lord. You know, I remember growing up and certain heroes within the family. I just share this quick testimony with you. Whenever I was growing up as a wee boy, I always looked at Uncle Billy. I always heard the stories about Uncle Billy, about how strong he was. You know, I was convinced there was nobody stronger than Billy.
That was my
And Uncle John, whenever before Mark was growing up, there was nobody taller than Uncle John. You know, it's just childhood things. You think, you know, some of your family is great. But you know, when you grow up and mature and you see different, your wider family circle, I can tell you one thing, there's nothing in the McKinstries.
That's right.
And there's nothing in the Dunlops, and there's nothing in whatever name you might be called. There's nothing in any of us. We're all dust, aren't we? We're all corruptible. And the only good thing about us is that Christ loved us. And that we're washed in the blood. Now we are something. Before we were nothing. And you know, all them things pass away, like ours, our brother Billy now. He's not the strongest that he used to be, is he? He's grew older. John's maybe a quarter of an inch shorter than he used to be. There was a man one time said, Uncle John picked him up in the road, and remember, if you know the Point Grey or not, I don't know, but this man kept asking about Billy and different ones, and he said, every time I see John, he's getting taller. And every time I see Bobby, he's getting shorter. And every time I see Billy, he's getting wider. That's what he's talking about. You know, them things are just... No, but listen, praise the Lord. It's good to be saved.
Amen.
And we're glad to be in service for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we love one another in the Lord. And we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And one thing we have in common is that we've all the one Father, don't we? Heavenly Father, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Amen.
That little voice. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father.